Next Coach Mike here, nextcoachmike.com. This is a preview or a portion of the full-length podcast we did with Coach Tony Seaman, now at St. Andrews, also assistant head coach and general manager of the Denver Outlaws. I have to tell you, back in 2009 when I started this project, Coach Seaman came on, did a podcast with us. You need to go back and listen to it. And just blew us away and gave us credibility when we started. As personally as a coach, he's helped me out, giving my players tours of Towson when he was there, back when we were in Baltimore. Just a wonderful man and does great things to help coaches. This is a drill that kind of surprised me when he said, let me preface it by saying that Coach Seaman was a transition guy, a run-and-gun guy, back in the early 2000s, long before it was in vogue. You know, the game had slowed down at that period of time, in some ways with the Princeton influence when Bill Tierney was there. But regardless, he's always been get it off the ground and move it, get it off the ground and move it, especially out of the defensive end. There's a great drill on the website for this. But here he talks about a drill we, most all of us do in some way, shape, or form, a West Jenny drill. But he's added a new twist to it by adding a couple of players. And I think you'll get a big kick out of it. This play, I mean, regardless of how you run the West Jenny drill, and if you look on my website, there's probably like five or six different ways that we've gotten from coaches to run it. This is one that was totally new to me, and I think will be totally new to you. It's a 5v4. I'll let him explain it. There's Coach Tony Seaman talking about this new version of the West Jenny drill, or kind of a West Jenny drill on steroids.
It's the defense gets it to go the other way. Any new transition drill you picked up on from a coach that the players at St. Andrews have fallen in love with?
Not
what's
really.
What's their most favorite transition drill?
I think if we start four, we put all the black uniform guys at one end, all the red uniform guys at the other end. We put four reds out there, and we break the four blacks at them from the other end of the field with a fifth guy. So from the line on the side, you got the four out there and the line on the side of the field, and that fifth guy joins them, and they come down on a 5-on-4, and they work it around until they shoot it or lose it, and now they go the other way. The four who are out there go the other way, and one new guy from the line goes, and down at the other end, you got four ready for them to come and try to stop them. So it's a 5-on-4 drill, but instead of doing it at one half of the field and just doing it, now you're running and making passes and going down toward the other end. And you can shorten the field doing that. And we used to call it the West Jenny.
When you say the end of the field, are you talking about the end lines? They're coming that far?
No. In front of the goal. So they're in the box. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We used to call it the West Jenny drill because I got it from Mr. Yeah. But it was only three guys against two. And the guy who shot it was out, and the other two had to play defense as three came down the other way. Well, now it's four. It's 5-on-4 instead of 3-on-2. And I think it's closer to game situation, but they love that drill.
So if the defense gets a save or a takeaway, are they going all the way down to the other end of the field?
Yep, everybody, all four of them, plus one more new guy from the sideline.
So one of the things that you've done better than most, there's, of all the interviews we've done, Coach, I mean, it's crazy. You know, you got you got Bill Tierney, you got, Purdy at Adelphi. I'm trying to think of guys that had a really strong high school coaching background before they went to college. You know, it's just kind of not the way it is in lacrosse. You know,
nope.
the guys I
Not anymore. Not anymore. It is. And that's true.
That did more than a cup of coffee. I mean, they may have, got out of school and helped the high school program for 2 years or something, but I'm talking about guys that had a high school, coaching pedigree. And I think Purdy coached some great teams for like 13, 15 years or something. You're able to adapt drills that a college coach would do with a 40 or a 45. Oh, my gosh, now if you're a D3 roster, some of these guys got 75 guys, on the roster. I don't know how they do that. But you've always been great at modifying those drills for high school coaches or rec coaches that had smaller rosters. You know, we could run this same drill, bringing the cages 70 yards apart versus 100 yards apart.
Correct. Easily.
You know, if you got
a great
guys.
Idea. Even say 50 yards apart, because then you got a lot more.
I was going to say that, but I was afraid you were going to yell at me, so I didn't want to say that.
I think that's a really good idea.
Hey, guys, I'm so humbled by your support. I took this drill and put it in the article section. So if you want a little more detail on it, check it out there as well. Again, thanks for so much for all you've done for the support of the site, the coaching clinics, looking at the ebooks. I'm just humbled by your support. Until next time, Lax Coach Mike, laxcoachmike.com.